Hi everybody, welcome to an extra Chelsea update about Chelsea Football Club. Quite an eventful Sunday at Wembley, so let's get the show on, shall we? Hi everybody, my name's Steve Hadlow, this is the Chelsea update. An extra edition, as I said at the intro. Tonight, Chelsea play Spurs. We'll talk about that in a moment. Of course, Sunday was the League Cup final, and it turned into a bit of a fiasco, shall we say, at the end, with Kepa Gate, as I'm now calling it. All I will say, he was a petulant little boy. He's been fined. He's apologised. Let's just move on, shall we? It was a good performance. I feared the worst, as always. I think quite a few Chelsea fans feared the worst. I saw one Chelsea fan on TV saying, hoping he'd go to penalties, and he got his wish. Unfortunately, luck wasn't on our side, and we managed to lose on penalties. As Sarri said at the press conference, that's just luck of the lottery sort of thing. So we lost another cup, out of the FA Cup, out of the League Cup. So we have to move on. We're left with the league, which the best we can hope for is fourth, I think, in the league. And we're left the Europa League. I actually put a poll on my Twitter stream at Chelsea Update SH saying, of the two managers, Sarri or Emery at Arsenal, who would be better to win the Europa League? Well, Emery has won it three times already. So Sarri's won nothing so far, and I don't know if we'd be around for it. Will he get the bullet? I don't know. He got a bit angry with Kepa at the end, and he nearly stormed off. But he handled his press conference yesterday. He's asked the usual question. I think the press... What annoyed me most about the press conference yesterday was that there's an important game tonight. All they worry about is Kepa playing. What's he do? You know, this Chelsea sort of diffused the actual situation by putting out a statement about 11:30 on Monday night. Saying that he's going to be fined 1 week's wages, and he apologised, etc., etc. So the press, all they wanted to talk about was Kepa. I might give one guy, he actually asked about Alonso, asking would he be playing tonight. He explained, sorry, he said players have a dip in form, and he says, you know, Emerson's playing better than him at the moment. And it's true, he is playing better than him. You know, Sarri once described Alonso as one of the best fullbacks in Europe or the world, etc., etc. But as he said to the press, they all have dips in form, and at the moment Emerson's playing better. Quick mention for the women, can I? Beth England, who's been scoring the goals, has signed a new 2-year contract. Congratulations to her. They've got no games, as I mentioned last time. They don't play until about the 13th of March again, away to Liverpool. That's because of the women are away playing or the internationals at the moment. England, for example, in America, playing this She Believes Cup. So tonight, we welcome Spurs to Chelsea, to Stamford Bridge. And should we be excited? I'm not too sure, really. Even though we got a draw on Sunday, we still... he played the false nine again. I don't think he'd do that tonight. I think he'd put Higuain on tonight. I felt Giroud played quite well in the Europa League game as well. So I think he'll revert back to the normal centre-forward position. Will Hudson-Odoi get another run out? He'd probably be on the bench, probably. I think we actually had our tempo on the game on Sunday went up when he came on because he kept attacking the full-back. And I would listen to the game I listened to it on the radio. I don't have Sky, and with Chelsea's current form, I wasn't going to fork out for a day's subscription, so I listened to it on 5 Live. And you always know when a player's is playing quite well by the number of times he gets mentioned. Forget what he does, but the number of times he gets mentioned. And Hudson-Odoi, as he came on, he got mentioned quite a few times, so he was playing well. I was looking forward to the highlights of the thing called Quest TV in the UK. Channel 5 lost the highlight coverage of the game, so it was on this thing called Quest. They advertised it in the local TV mag as 11 o'clock kickoff. Oh, that's okay, I'll switch over 11 o'clock and I'll watch it. Lo and behold, they switched it to 9 o'clock, so I missed the highlights. But luckily Sky put a short 8-minute highlights on YouTube, so I've put that on my YouTube channel.
For a bit more of the Chelsea update, go to bit.ly/ChelseaUpdate for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club, and of course the website and blog at bit.ly/CFCUpdate.
Now, the game tonight, I mean, the press were so obsessed with Kepagate, they didn't ask about, you know, Pochettino or Spurs or what they could threat they could be to Chelsea. All it was about them, and that I hope that doesn't happen with the team. I hope they're focused on the team tonight and we can get 3 points. Spurs lost on Saturday to Burnley 2-1. Pochettino lost his rant a little bit, but they still, you know, they've now broken the bug of actually, you know, winning at Stamford Bridge. So Chelsea have got to put a good performance in tonight. So let's see what happens, and let's wish them the best of luck for tonight. Please tune in again. I'll probably do another Chelsea update at the weekend. And I hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Until next time, this has been the Chelsea Update.